Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. There were classic cars, souped-up lawnmowers, and some pretty fancy farm equipment. Students in the Bingham High School auto body class worked their magic turning four wheels into something special. On this episode of the Supercast, we fire up the engines and head to the annual classic car show at Bingham High School. It is an event that gives students a chance to show off their talents and creativity when it comes to cars and a wide variety of other vehicles. We're here at Bingham High School with Travis Lucero, or Lucy as the kids call him. We are at the car show.
Yeah.
And this is the official beginning of summer in my book.
It's the end of the school year for me. I'm exhausted.
We're all exhausted. It's been quite a year.
It sure has.
But I always look forward to this event, and it's just got a great vibe, great feel, and it gets to highlight some of the kids' work and what's important to them.
Yeah, we love it. It's our 26th year of doing this. Barry Wooten actually started it in 1995.
Wow.
I've been doing it for 16 years, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. This year we have over 80 cars out, three tractors. Even a lawnmower.
I saw a tractor walking up, and so. I've seen lawnmowers over the years.
Yeah.
Tell me about the class that you teach and why the car show.
Well, I teach two classes. I teach a collision repair class, which is the outer skin of the car, like the painting and the bodywork, and then I also teach welding. The car show is just, it's just like in my blood. We love hot rods. We love cars. And so it's just, for me, it's kind of like just a fun end of the year, let the kids show off. We have four cars that have been painted that are here at the car show. And so we just, people can see what we're doing. And a lot of students are still really into cars out here, so it gives them a chance to show off their pride and joy.
Now, there are some really memorable cars over the years that I've seen.
Yeah.
One of them was a DeLorean that I really
like.
Oh, yes, a picture of me in it. That's going back to the past, though.
Yeah, that's like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, that's 5 or 6 years ago. Huh. Well, wow. Now, that Chevy Nova over there, that brings back some memories. We had two Chevy Novas when I was growing up. One white, one blue. And tell me, I look out and I see this wide variety of cars.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are the rules? Just that you're interested in showing off
your car? Yeah, so basically I try to keep them street legal, unless, you know, like you got a tractor or something under construction. I have a couple of really cool dirt bikes that are street legal. But for the most part, if the kids can drive it in themselves and it's street legal, they can bring it out to the car show. Whatever they're proud of, whatever they're into, we'll take. We've got some people that have some really nice classics. We've got some people that have really great tuner imports, really big truck crowd. If they love it and they want to show it, they can bring it.
Do you have teachers show their cars sometimes?
We do. Graber, the band teachers, Austin Healy is over there. That was actually built here at Bingham. It's a 56 Austin Healy. We have Mr. Medcalf, who has his Mustang out there. We have Arbogast, who has his Ford truck out there. Dave Peck, until he retired, showed Ford car that had been built that out here. So we've had quite a few teachers show their cars.
Tell me about the collision repair class and the students that are drawn to that.
So we get a lot of students that maybe struggle in academic classes, but it's kind of like their saving grace. They really love the hands-on tactile type learning. A lot of kids that are excited by the idea of something that is custom that they've built or that they can work on. And we just give them a chance to learn how to remove dents, do rust repair, all the way up to doing custom paint and flames on panels. Just kind of give them the full gamut. So if they want to go get a job in a body shop, they have the skills to do that. If they want to do fun custom stuff on their own cars, they have the ability to do a little bit of that as well. And it's just great because they get a chance to get a break from that really, you know, hard academic learning in their day. They just 90 minutes, they can do something new and give their brain a rest.
And hands-on learning that can lead to a hobby or career.
Oh, yeah,
and feels
sure.
great in the moment too, just getting a chance to do that.
Yeah, I actually have about a half dozen students that are working right now in collision repair shops, and I have about a dozen students that are working as welders right now.
Wow.
So there's a high demand in both areas, and most of my kids that are welding are making about $20-$25 an hour as high school students. So you can make a lot more money. There's a lot of demand for it. And it's was just fun.
Yeah, doing something you love.
Doing something you love, getting your hands on something and feeling like you accomplish something every day. You can stand back and see something that you accomplished every day in class. I always tell my students, like with when you're welding, it's instant gratification. If you're having a bad day, go in and do some welds. You will automatically feel better about yourself by the end of the day.
Light that torch, things feel better.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You burn some metal, makes you feel better.
Well, I'm really grateful that we have those programs, and I'm really grateful we have you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that we can be here and be a part of Jordan District and represent Bingham High School. We love Bingham. It's a great day to be a minor.
It is always a great day to be a minor. Let's walk around. Let's check them out.
Sure.
And, of course, you can hear the music in the background, and we heard some pretty serious bass out there because car stereos and cars are inextricably linked, of course. We've got cars as far as the eye can see.
Is this your car?
This is.
All right. How do you describe this to people who are listening?
So this is a 1950 Chevy pickup truck that's been converted to a roadster. And a roadster, by definition, is a vehicle that has no roll-up side windows. It's what they call a one-weather car. So it has no top to it at all. It doesn't have any side glass. It basically just has a windshield in it. So like a 32 Ford, it's an open-top roadster. We've been working on it at Bingham High with my classes for over a decade. In that time, we've done significant metal work to it. It's been painted. All of the suspension work's been done to it. The auto mechanics class rebuilt all the rear end and helped install the engine and the transmission and do all of that this year as well. So we just try and use it as like something fun that the kids can learn on.
Yeah.
Just trying to every year a couple inches further to a finished vehicle.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you call this color of green?
I don't know what we should call it. My friend Ronnie actually is a custom painter, and he came up with it. It's a custom mixed color. So it's a candy pearl green.
Wow.
A very heavy metallic pearl green.
It just shines in the sun.
Yeah, it's got some pop to it for sure.
From space, I would think.
Yeah,
and it's more like a beetle green, like it's this almost insecty green.
Yeah, my one friend called it antifreeze. I thought that was kind of fitting.
That's pretty close.
It's pretty close to the color of antifreeze.
So is this a street legal vehicle?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So when it's all done, it's not finished yet, but when it's all done, you'll have headlights. You'll have a bed on it. Blinkers, turn signals, the whole thing. It's completely street legal.
We need to get our picture by this one. Because
yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
A standout.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other cars. Let's just walk around and then we'll talk to a couple of students.
So this is a vehicle that was done here at Bingham this year. This is just a little Scion that was actually bought as a salvage title. And we brought this in as like a fun student project. And they did some body work and stuff on it. And then my friend, who's a good custom painter, came in and showed the kids how to do some actual custom airbrushing and paint on it. It's got a matte finish on the top. This is actual lace, like you go buy at a fabric store.
Oh, really?
And you paint. It's really old school technique.
So the lace was laid over the top of the...
And then you spray over the top of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's what they do.
Lace
with,
pattern on the hood of the car.
And then there's water droplets up here. And it's just really...
Those water droplets are actually painted on there.
Yeah,
that's part of the design.
They actually spray water down, distilled water, and then paint over the distilled water, wait for it to evaporate, and then clear over the top of it.
That's so cool.
It's a really cool old school technique.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a 1950 Chevy Bel Air. So this was brought in by a grandparent of one of our students. So it's pretty much what you would call a restoration. It's all original. This might be a 57, actually. It's a beautiful teal and off-white top. It's just a really neat, all original vehicle.
Look at that.
So, yeah.
That is. Now, talk about a time machine. That does take you back in time.
Yeah. Well, especially because they haven't really changed anything at all. These are like factory color options. It's got all the factory trim on it. It's got the factory bench seats in it still. So even like the baby moons and stuff are options you could have got in the 50s.
Wow.
So it's a pretty period correct car, except for some added in stereo equipment. It's all there. It's a beautiful piece.
You know, I'll allow the stereo equipment.
Yeah,
I'm a music fan. I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
That
I have
they
like
have
12 speakers
some banging
in my truck,
tunes in
so
there.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
This Ford Bronco is pretty cool. A student
and
his dad's been working on this one.
Student and his dad have been working on it.
Yeah, so he told me they have a couple of them, and they did all the paint and the bodywork and stuff on it. It's got all the bed liner done down on the bottom. It's just a really cool this would be a mid-70s Bronco, full-size Bronco. So
that is a really, really cool looking truck.
I always really like Broncos. You can take the tops off like Jeeps in the summer.
Yeah.
But they're like twice the size of a Jeep. So you can get a little more bang for your buck out of them, which is kind of fun.
This and the fact that it's brown,
it
just really...
You don't see a lot of browns.
It takes me back as well. That's really something.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
This is great.
Yeah.
The kids are having a great time.
Oh, yeah. We just love it to come out. It's a beautiful weather today. You know, we're cook up J-Dogs every year. We feed all the faculty and staff for free. We sell the J-Dogs to the kids with a chip and drink for $3. So everyone can pretty much come out and just relax and see a bunch of really cool cars.
That's a great lunch, and it's a great time.
Yeah, and the facts department actually does that. The school store teacher, they and her class all put it together and cook all of it and do all of the stuff for it.
And I know you saved me a shirt. You're wearing the shirt from the 26th annual car show.
And this was actually designed by our photo teacher this year.
With the flames coming behind, what would you call that?
Like a 34 like a Ford Roadster, like a Tin Woody style Roadster. It's kind of fun. So
I love it.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
This is a 1970-ish. We don't know the year for sure. Sears and Roebuck lawnmower that belonged to my grandmother.
Oh my gosh!
And in the 90s, she couldn't get it to run. She pushed it out on the curb. My dad actually got it started in 5 minutes and took it home. And about a decade ago, he wanted to customize it, so I brought it down to the school, and the kids helped me, and we put flames on it, did a custom paint job on it. He threw away the lawnmower deck. He said it's never going to mow lawn ever again. And it basically, it's just we halt drive the little grandkids around in it. It's just for fun.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, I louvered this in college. That's how long ago.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
So did that a long, long time ago.
I love the flames. There's a ton of... is this a decal?
Yeah, no, it's all painted.
It's all painted.
That's pinstripe. Yes, that's actually put on with a brush. And it's called pinstriping. You just trace around the graphics with a paintbrush.
The flames look incredible.
Yeah,
it's glitter flames.
Yeah,
and what do you call this right here?
Big shifter knob.
The big shifter knob is packed with glitter.
Yeah,
like a bouncy ball from the 70s.
Came off of a Peterbilt semi truck.
Did it really?
It did. Yeah.
Travis, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for making these types of opportunities available to students.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's so incredible that they get to do this. And what a great way to feature it. So,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I never miss it. I'm never going to miss it. It's a great event. And thanks again.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Stay with us when we come back. More with Travis Lucero and his students at Bingham High School's Car Show.
Do you simply love learning online? We can't wait to have you join the amazing teachers in our brand new Jordan Virtual Learning Academy. In Jordan Virtual Learning Academy schools, we offer innovative, fun, and flexible online learning with daily real-time instruction from teachers. Enrollment is currently open for all K-12 students in Utah. Start on the path to personalized virtual learning success now at connect.jordandistrict.org. That's connect.jordandistrict.org.
Okay, we're here with Cooper and Vincent at the car show talking about Skills USA and just the chance to show off their work. So thanks for being here, guys, and talking with me. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Cooper Whitten. I'm a senior here at Bingham High School. I am helping run the car show. I have my own car here. I'm having a great time.
And I'm Vincent Martinez, and I am the Skills USA president, and this is my senior year at Bingham High School.
Tell me about Skills USA for those who don't know.
So Skills USA is mostly involved in the CTE programs of our school. So anything from the welding to woodworking and auto mechanics. And our main goal is basically to develop a good teamwork environment for everybody from seniors to sophomores, and to really just create those bonds that'll go down and get that experience that will help us in the future to do our own things.
And which of those areas is your specialty?
So I came into Skills USA last year involved in the woodworking and the welding. This year I came in through the welding program.
And have you been working as a welder, or you do plan to work as a welder?
I do work as a welder at a fabrication shop, and I do a lot of custom stuff over there.
Is that something you want to continue with?
I honestly really love it. I enjoy doing it, and I feel like this is something I could go down doing until really I die, honestly.
Good. That's awesome when you find that. And tell me about Cooper. Tell me about what you've been doing.
I'm also in Skills USA. I helped build the drift trike by just like putting it all together. I'm going to be an auto mechanic. That's what I just found out I love doing because it's just so fun. But when I first came in here my sophomore year, I had Auto 1, and I just hated cars for like when I first started.
Really?
Yeah. It's just because I just didn't learn anything, and I just felt like I didn't belong there. But then my mom put me in for Auto 2 in the second year. Then I got my current teacher, Mr. Metcalf, Aaron Metcalf, and he taught me a whole bunch of stuff that I just thought, like, hey, this is not so bad because it's not as hard as I thought it would be.
Well, moms are good at pushing you into things that you didn't think you were going to like but turn out being life-changing.
Yeah, that's so true. I really got to thank my mom for, like, just forcing me into that class because I don't know what I'd be doing other than this right now if I didn't do that.
Well, I admire that you have these skills and that you've pursued them the way that you have. And I love what you said about Skills USA, bringing people together and providing that support. It's really important at this stage in high school to feel like you connect with others and that you get to explore your skills. So I'm really excited that you've been a part of that. Let's take a look at your car, Cooper.
Yes.
Let's go check it out. Tell us about it as we walk up there.
So I have this car from my grandpa who passed away down in February just this year. It's a 2005 Ford F-150. There's nothing really that special about it, but it's I like it. I'm going to keep it like for a long time because it's just my grandpa's car.
I mean, what you plan for the car?
Well, I hope to like repaint it, make it like a bright blue or like a nice blue color. I plan to raise it up a little bit, just make bigger tires, make it sort of an off-roader sort of car, because right now I think this is just a like working or just carrying stuff car, you know, just for work.
Okay. And how long did your grandfather own this car?
As long
as you can remember?
No, he had a car. I don't know how long he owned this car, but I know he had it for a long time because it has like over 200,000 miles on it. And his death was just, his passing, I should say, was just a little bit of a sudden thing for us. And so, like, I just got his car, and I don't know. I don't know if I want to change it too much just because, like, you know, it reminds me of my grandpa and all that.
Yeah, no, that's very special that you have that, and that'll be a great way to help remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Two of you are graduating seniors now. What advice do you have for those who are just starting high school?
Well, my advice is that I would just figure out, like, find out something that you don't love, even though you may. Because for me, like, when I joined auto, I hated it, like, my first year. I did not ever want to do it again. But, like, my mom just pushed me into there, and this is what I want to do now. I love doing it. So I would say listen to your mom and do your very best.
Good advice.
The advice I would give to the younger generations out there, if you know what you want to do, you should go for it. Regardless of what anybody says you can or can't do, if you believe that you can set your mind to
awesome.
It. And you can.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Yes,
I'm proud of the work that you've done and that you've been able to find some skills and find a passion through these classes. So great work and keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Good luck in the future. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.